Is Perth Live with Oliver Peterson on 882 6PR.
It is 26 after 3. Great to have your company on Perth Live. We are launching our search for WA's best plumber. And I tell you what, I am so excited about this brand new competition right here on Perth Live, because our lucky winner is going to be walking away with $10,000 cash. Joining me in the studio this afternoon, the MPA Skills CEO, Ben Dahlstrom. So good to see you, Ben.
Thanks, Ollie. Great to see you too.
This is fantastic. This is exciting because I reckon everybody loves their plumber.
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, that's why everyone's got a story about their favourite plumber. Perhaps it's exceptional service. You've known them for years. They've gone above and beyond the call of duty. Everyone's got a nightmare story about needing a plumber at a certain time of the morning or whatever it might be. So at MPA Skills, we're WA's largest trainer and employer of plumbing apprentices, and it means a lot to us that the community are able to recognise plumbers across the spectrum in the same way that we do. So thanks to Holman Plumbing, we've been able to team up with them in 6PR and 9. And like you were saying, to offer $10,000 cash.
It's a great prize, and it is obviously not the cleanest job in the world, as we know, being a plumber, but they're prepared to go to places the rest of us may not be prepared to go to.
That's right. I mean, it's, the sort of jobs like sanitation, drainage and so on aren't for everybody, but they're an important part of what makes our civilization tick. So at MPA Skills, we train apprentices across the full spectrum of plumbing, as we were saying, from maintenance, commercial, civil and so on. It's a unique job and one of three licensed trades for a reason.
And a lot of interest at the moment as well. A lot of apprentices knocking on the door looking for the skill.
Yeah, it's a hugely in-demand trade. So for MPA Skills, all roads lead to the schools. That's where the sort of battleground is, if you like, for new talent to try and find new apprentices. So we run school-based pre-apprenticeships and full-time apprenticeships in plumbing. And as you'd expect, those classes are highly sought after because that's the gateway, that's the pathway into the trade.
Now, MPA Skills has been around, I believe, almost three decades. So you must have a lot of companies as well knocking on your door for your apprentices.
Yeah, correct. So we're celebrating our 30th anniversary next year.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. We have a unique model where we are a GTO and an RTO. So a lot of people would have heard of an RTO as a registered training organisation, but a GTO is a group training organisation. What that means is we're in a unique position where because of our close connection to industry, we actually employ apprentices direct. Mm. And then what we will do is throughout the cycle of their apprenticeship, place them with host employers. So we make sure that they're rotated throughout their apprenticeship and get exposed to all the different facets of the industry. And as a result, we've got a huge network of alumni of many thousands of apprentices we've trained throughout the years, but not just the people that we've trained, but also the host employers. Mm. So all the top tier companies in Western Australia, right down to the one man bands, all of those companies are our host employers.
And it's still evolving as well. You've got a mini MBA for plumbers.
Yeah. So look, it's something, because I would say if you had to sum up what MPA Skills does or what's unique for us in one word, it'd be sort of connection to industry. There's a lot of chat, not just in plumbing, but across all the trades, that a lot of tradespeople don't feel they have the commercial skills, if you like, to be able to take their business or to actually form their own business. So we've listened to that, and we've launched the mini MBA program. So it's really about giving accessible online content to plumbers that are out there, and we'll expand it into other trades in the future as well. But it's more about teaching them or helping them realise what they don't know, perhaps about running a business in bite size online podcast format. And that's coming later on this year.
Yeah, and that's so important. So you've got the business side of things as well. You've got the training side of things, and then you've got a world skills competition as well, which I guess is, one, everybody's competing to show off their skills, but two, it'll be collaborative and they'll be sharing their knowledge with each other.
Yeah, so we hosted the World Skills Competition this year at our Maylands campus. It was fantastic. North and South both had their own competition day. So we had our own apprentices that we employ and train, plus those that train at TAFE as well. So it was a genuine industry-level event. Mm. Fantastic competition, judged, and then the World Skills finalists will go off to be recognised later this year. But then we've also got the MPA Skills and Ascora 2022 Industry Awards on November the 5th, at which we recognise excellence in the industry and also our apprentices as well.
And you're also working with the government now to bring hydrogen training to WA for tradespeople. This must be an exciting initiative.
Yeah, look, it's something that's in embryonic stages at the moment. So MPA Skills, the College of Electrical Training, our counterparts in the electrical side, and the Australian Institute of Maintenance Engineering, bit of a working group, if you like, working with a couple of different government departments to try and we've identified there's a gap in the market. I mean, everyone is talking about hydrogen, but no one's really talking about the workforce that's going to be needed to actually maintain equipment and so on. So we're working with the government on hopefully next year being able to develop some sort of certificate for in that space. Can't really say too much more at the moment, mm-hmm. but it's very sort of early What's conversations. But we certainly have a seat at that table, and it's great for MPA Skills to be talking about, you know, the future of in hydrogen.
Absolutely. Everything is happening at MPA Skills, a big 30-year anniversary as well next year. Now, if you'd like to nominate WA's favourite plumber, you've got to get to it right now, because I'm going to be announcing the winner Friday week. So you've got less than 2 weeks. Head along to the win page at 6pr.com.au, fill out the nomination form there and just let us know why you would like to nominate your favourite plumber, and they could win $10,000 cash, exceptional service, as Ben just said before. They may have just been your local family plumber for years. They get out of bed in the middle of the night when you've got a problem. I think it's a great opportunity, and we cannot wait to acknowledge WA's favourite plumber. So Ben, thanks for bringing it to life, and I'm really looking forward to the collaboration.
Thanks, Ollie, and thank you 6PR Channel 9, but in particular I'd like to thank Holman Plumbing for their support of this initiative to find WA's favourite plumber, and just for MPA Skills to be able to thank and recognise the exceptional connection we have to the plumbing industry in WA, without which we wouldn't exist.
Yeah, indeed. Well said, Ben. MPA Skills are the plumbing and painting industry's training and employment specialists. It is 28-4 coming up. The pub test with Will Schofield. Does a television in the bedroom pass the